No.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Jordan is a great tourist destination for those interested in archaeology and ancient history, but it's also a terrific place to rest and relax. Melanie Raffis is with us today to tell us about the healing powers of the Dead Sea.
You're right, Stephen. There's a lot of R&R going on in the Dead Sea at Jordan, but I would add one more R to that, which is rejuvenation, because the Dead Sea is the most amazing place to really, really feel better. In fact, they have tourists coming from as far as Germany that are authorized, interestingly enough, by their doctors to go down to the Dead Sea and take advantage of all of its healing powers. What's interesting about the Dead Sea is that it's the lowest point on Earth, if you can believe, 400 meters
below sea level. So when you get into the Dead Sea, you don't sink. And boy, is that a strange feeling to get into the water, a sea or an ocean, and not have to tread water or move your feet around. You just can't sink. It also is the saltiest sea in the world, and salt is very good for skin. So if you're in the Dead Sea, of course, you don't want to put your head under because it kind of stings the eyes. But the salt is an amazing exfoliant for the skin. So when you get out, you're really glowing. Like as somebody said to me, they get 80-year-olds going into the Dead Sea. Out and they look about 30. And it's true, actually. People have this amazing, amazing glow. The Mövenpick Hotel in Jordan has a spa right on the Dead Sea. It's called the Sanctuary, and they'll give you mud baths and mud rubs and all kinds of massages, and you will come away from the Dead Sea completely rejuvenated, thinking you had the holiday, most extraordinary adventure of a lifetime.
To learn more about Jordan, call 1-877-SEA-JORDAN. Check them out on the internet at www.seajordan.org. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.